Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.
The Mind Aware, 487.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word wall poster. All together with no spaces, and we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. You know, I heard recently from a listener about her concern that she doesn't have enough confidence to step into her celebrity as we talk about it. She doesn't feel like she's the expert. She doesn't feel like she's got enough history. She just feels like when she presents herself in a not confident way because that's how she's feeling. And she's probably right. When you don't have the right mindset, you don't show up in the world as your best self. And so I wanted to talk about this confidence thing because it's challenging. I mean, all of us have moments where we don't have confidence. Me too. All of us have that voice in our head that says at one time or another, who do you think you are? Or you're not enough? Or all of those messages that are just such feel bads, right? Yuck. So let's talk about this. I've got three ideas for you on how to deal with this, okay? So the first one I want to talk about is making what I call like a case for yourself. It's like you're a lawyer and it's like having evidence of your whole life, all of the different things you've learned how to do and you've gotten good at. Because you can't feel more confident unless you can convince yourself. You have to sell yourself on your own awesomeness before you can step out in the world in a bigger way and feel that confidence. So this is an inside job. This is a mindset job, 100%. Take a look, like literally sit down and look at your life decade by decade or 5-year period by 5-year period and ask yourself, like, what kinds of things did I do during that period? What did I learn? What did I do that I never did before? What accomplishments did I have that were pretty cool and like amazing that I did that? And these can even be things that you survived or that you overcame. I mean, it's nice if they're positive things, but they don't have to be. They can be things that were horrible that happened, but that you came through and you're a survivor and you overcame them. And start making that list and looking at all of the different evidence that you have learned things. You have been successful in different areas. You've been strong at different times. You have resources, emotional resources that you didn't know you have. And keep that list around and look at that list and remind yourself of like how awesome you are, all the ways that you're awesome, right? That is the way to keep it foremost in mind, is to have that to remind yourself. Now, step two, take a piece of paper. And at the top of the piece of paper, write down this sentence, why am I qualified to do what I do or to teach what I teach, right? Whatever, you know, whatever your expertise is. Why am I qualified? Why are you qualified? And then make a list of at least 10 things. Now, you might look at that list and you might say like, okay, well, I have an MBA and such, or I've got this certification or that certification. But what I hope you do is I hope you keep digging deeper and deeper and looking at things like, because I care, because I'm a brain trainer, because I am passionate about the transformation that my client is feeling. I'm qualified because I've studied this for my whole life. I'm qualified because this is my life's work. This is my calling. I'm qualified because I'm a good listener. I'm qualified because people like me. I'm qualified because I have seen the transformation in my clients. Like, just really start going on. And if you can get more than 10, get 20, as many as you can, again, keep this list on hand. Every time you get interviewed on a podcast, you do a speaking engagement, you go into a Zoom room where you're going to be chatting with your peeps, where you're going to do a live stream, you look at that list and you remind yourself of all of the reasons why you are qualified to be there, okay? Third thing. Now, you knew I would not get out of this episode without talking about, hello, brain training, right? Because what do we know for sure? What we know for sure is that the problem is not the problem. The problem is that I keep thinking and talking about the problem. So this is the big kahuna of solutions. The big kahuna solutions. You cannot get confident by continuing to say, I'm not confident. It just doesn't work like that. Think about what you're telling your brain every time you think, I'm not confident, I'm not confident, I'm not confident, I'm not the expert. Oh, I can't even say it. It just is like a big downer, right? So you have to find a way to start easing yourself into a new way of talking about this. You have to find a way to start thinking in your own head the thoughts that you want to think. So it would be something like, okay, I'm not 100% confident, but I'm willing to get there. But I'm open to being more confident. I like the idea of being confident. It feels good to think about being confident. I'm ready to be more confident. I'm starting to feel a shift even saying those sentences. I like the word confidence. I like feeling confident. I like the idea of feeling confident. I'm ready to feel confident. I'm open to feeling confident. I'm able to feel confident. I can see the more I say that word confident, the more confident I feel. I like the idea of relaxing around this. I don't feel 100% confident, but I'm open to feeling better about this. I like the idea of giving myself a break. I like the idea that people aren't following me because I'm 100% right in everything. They're following me for who I am. I like just being myself. I like knowing that I'm confident in being myself. I know me better than anybody else knows me, so that's easy. I like the idea of feeling better about this. I like the idea of feeling more confident. I'm starting to feel more confident. I am ready to feel more confident. I'm feeling more and more like I'm enough. I'm starting to feel more and more like enough. I love the idea of confidence being a part of my life. I love the idea of living my life confidently. I love clarity and confidence. I love feeling more sure of myself. I'm starting to feel that shift where I'm feeling more sure of myself. It feels so good to feel more sure of myself. It's so fun to feel this sureness. I'm starting to stand taller and feel better about myself. It feels good to know that I just have to talk about confidence and I start to feel more confident. This is the easy way to get more confidence. I like putting myself out in the world in this way. I like feeling good about who I am and putting myself out as my best self because I know that's when I can help people most. That's when I can connect with people the most. That's when I can get the best results. I like feeling better and better all the time. And I'm starting to notice the more I talk like this, the easier it is to feel confident. So what did we do? We did that for like a minute. And don't you feel the shift already? Brain training isn't hard. It's very, very easy. It's just a matter of being proactive, a proactive thinker in your head. Think the sentences that feel good. Focus on the things that feel good. And when you do that, you'll automatically do the things that feel good. You'll make the better choices and you'll grow your business quickly and easily the train your brain way. So go out, have a good day, and feel confident right now because I think you're awesome. See you next time. Bye. I'm able and capable and willing and ready and able and I want it and I'm capable of it and I'm willing and able and ready.
Am am I giving to a taker? Red light, red light, red light. We are all worms, but I do believe that I am a glowworm.
The opposite of self-doubt is clarity.
It's that moment of choice.
The big thing I'll tell you is it's your mindset.
Oh, that is good. I love the bribe.
That's going to sort itself out.
Happy where I am and ready for more.